You're listening to Marcus and Sandy on demand.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. Good morning, Friday. That's what's up. How are you?
I was just looking at our Microsoft Teams screen, and we've already been on camera talking to each other for an hour. This is why by the end of our workday, my brain hurts. Like staring at a computer all day with lights and stuff, it can get really fatiguing.
One, two, three, four. I am currently staring at four screens.
It's a lot. And
I just mounted my TV on the wall so that I can look at the radio station. I got a full feed of the computer at the radio station up top, and I can look at you guys in Teams right in front.
You're so geeking out right now.
I'm totally nerding out. I was telling Jason and Sandy off the air that like all this high-tech equipment, and last night I discovered, because I have a microphone and a soundboard and now a big screen TV mounted on the wall, it's pretty much a karaoke bar in here after hours. I turn on YouTube, I find my jams, I put them on the big screen, and
to which
just
I said, is there anything sadder than one man karaoke?
Like, yo,
like you and your dad's in-law unit drunk just singing, like, you know, what would you sing? What would you be your first song?
Oh, it's so lame. It's like Matchbox 20. It's like Billy Joel. I know Jason just threw up a little bit in his mouth.
I can see you after a long day needing to blow off steam, singing Tiny Dancer while intoxicated.
100%. Two Palomas in, a couple shots of tequila. Oh, me closet. It's the same thing as singing in your car. If you get any sort of release by singing in your car, this is the same thing, except I'm actually going into a microphone and I can actually hear myself.
See, this is fantastic. Why I wish I have an apartment, so I can't sing out loud. I'm nervous even talking out loud right now.
What about the shower?
I never sing in the
Everything's
shower.
Everything's safe in the shower. No one can hear you
there.
No, it's
not. Dude, things are amplified in the shower. Are you kidding me?
I'm not saying your neighbors aren't going to hear you in the shower.
Dude,
yes,
if I was Sandy's upstairs neighbor.
I heard my neighbors making a smoothie. I know what they're doing at all
times
of the day.
That's a blender. That's loud. And the kitchen is very porous to other apartments. The shower is insulated. Just try it.
You keep telling yourself that. Like, I'm convinced the walls of Sandy's apartment are made out of paper mache. I'm convinced.
I think they are.
If I was your upstairs neighbor and like all of a sudden you're belting out, you know, Crazy by Britney Spears, you would be a TikTok star without even knowing it. I would be taping you singing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm such a good neighbor. Like, I don't make noise. I wanted a downstairs unit in case I do workouts, which I do. So, like, I don't, you know, I just wish I'm so nice. Do you ever feel like you're really nice and everyone else sucks?
Do I ever feel too nice? No.
No, that's true. Why would I? Wrong person to ask. Jason, do you ever feel like that?
I feel like I'm better than everybody else. I don't know if it's nice necessarily. Like,
you're
I don't think I'm so dumb. I don't think I'm a nice person. I think I'm better than everybody.
Especially not right now.
Well, way too much honesty.
That was supposed to be your upstairs voice, Jason.
Yeah, that came out. That was on the mic.
That was live on the air.
Oh, we're on the air? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No. So I put together this little karaoke room. It's pretty much a karaoke lounge, one of those rooms you'd go to on El Camino in Millbrae. Maybe I'm the only one that does that. But, you know, I bring my own snacks. I bring my own booze down here. And it's a big screen. It feels right. It's good.
Well, I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you enjoy it.
Thank you for creating a supportive environment.
You could do a live stream someday.
Yo, that'd be fun. Do a little concert. Anyway. Well, gosh, what time is it? I can't see what time
it is,
Jason.
6:11.
6:11. We have cash for you today. Easy money still happening. It's going to be $1,000. Your next shot to win is going to be $725. And coming up, if you're getting on a Zoom call today, you're going to want to listen in the next 10 minutes because we got some pro tips for you.
Yeah, this is actually video call pet peeves. We're talking about what annoys you when you're on a video chat with somebody else. So that's coming up at 6:25.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 6:21. About an hour from now, $1,000. This is just your wake-up call. It's called Easy Money. And you're going to text to win. If you could text, you win a grand. Your next keyword's at 725.
So we want to talk about video call pet peeves. Whether you're on Zoom or Microsoft Teams, everyone's doing things digitally because of the pandemic. What annoys you when you're on a video chat with someone else? I want to start first because
Please.
I call you out, Marcus.
What?
One of my pet peeves, because you've done this in one of our interviews, and I was like so annoyed. It's when people move around a lot. Like when you have the camera and you're walking, it's so hard to like pay attention when the other person is moving.
because I make a noise and then all of a sudden it comes, like I blow up big on the screen because I made the noise. Is that why?
Well, it's just visually distracting. You know, we're all trying to talk to each other and then there's movement going on and you're not present. It's distracting.
Specifically referring to our video interview with Katy Perry that I forgot about, and I was in the hardware store in Half Moon Bay, and it was a point in the pandemic where you couldn't just hang out in an aisle. I had to keep moving because I kept getting kind of shooed. And so, yeah, I was making a lot of...
Who does an interview with Katy Perry in a hardware store?
Well, what do you want me to do? I had to be on the call.
Go home and prep for it like a normal person?
I'm saying I forgot, and I was working on the propane for the backyard, and then my wife texted me and was like, aren't you supposed to be on a call with Katy Perry? And I was like, oh, God.
I thought, who forgets about a call with Katy Perry? It's all right. Let's move on. I don't want to make it weird.
Yeah.
But that annoyed me.
You want to back engineer my life choices? Let's go.
Yes, I am judging you hardcore right now. But I saw another interview last night where somebody did the same thing. And I was like, I just can't pay attention. When the person that you're talking to is moving around a lot, it ruins it for me. What about you?
And to be fair, like it was the beginning of the pandemic, I don't think people realized how distracting that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get it now. I'm more of a boss now. I am going to call out producer Jason. I hate it when calls crash. I hate it when you have tech issues. I hate it when...
Well, that's not his fault.
But I'm low-key judging his equipment because I know...
I mean, that's a common pet peeve, so I don't blame Marcus for being annoyed with that.
It's like every 10 minutes, oh my God, you guys, I'm crashing. Like, what kind of machine are you running here, bro?
Re-add me, please. Re-add me to the meeting.
Re-add me to the meeting.
Hold on, I need to reboot my system. I'm jumping back in and hold on.
Re-add me to the meeting is the new you're on mute. Like every day. Yeah. I'm like, bro, you how long you been working here?
I know.
Like, is that a high school machine you got?
Issues are like the number one for people. Camera freezing, your mic is not on, or you drop out, then you have to log back on like you just said.
And then the number one pet peeve for video calls is everybody speaking at once. And I can 100% get down with that. And I think as we've all gotten better with these calls, maybe we've learned how to use the mute button effectively. But man, when the pandemic first started and you're trying to do a Zoom happy hour, and look, I have kids, but like people bringing their kids on the call, which is great. Kids are cute. I love them. But it's a disaster. It's like herding cats trying to who's going to talk? What are we going to talk about? Who's listening? Who are we looking at? Like,
I don't think it's just a kids thing either. Like, we had our meeting with our boss a couple days ago. So it was just Marcus, myself, our producer, Jason, and our boss on screen. And we all talked at once because that's what you do. You know, you're in conversation. Now, in person, that would be fine because one of us would shut up. But none of us knew when to stop and start. It was really weird.
And I still, to this day, when we get on Zoom, because we use Teams, we don't really use Zoom, so I'm not great at it. But I will always forget to unmute my microphone before I talk. So I'll start talking and you see my mouth moving. And then when somebody yells out, you're on mute, I feel like the dumbest of dumb.
Yeah.
And it happens every single time. Anyway.
Yeah, we're talking about video call pet peeves. If you have something to add, let us know. We have that on the Marcus and Sandy Facebook page right now.
6:25. We'll check what's trending in a bit.
Looks like Tom Cruise bought some robots to make sure people are following COVID protocols on set. I didn't even know you could do this. We'll talk more about it. 6:50.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 6:37. It's Friday. Your girl Sandy trying to work on her fitness, and you're taking a boxing class, and it's joy. But you saw something or felt something yesterday.
I just realized last night during my class what kind of a student I am. And if you ever take a workout class, you know, you compare yourself to other students. It's inevitable. Everybody does it.
Sure.
So last night I was winded during the warm up, and that's when you know it's going to be a crappy class. You can't even do the warm up. We did everything I hate: planks, jumping jacks, mountain climbers, burpees, like everything that should be like the class was the warm up. So I was already pissed off.
Was it one of those moments? Did you know it was the warm up, or are you like me where you do planks, burpees and all that stuff, and then 20 minutes later you're sweating and you think class is over and the guy's like, all right, let's get started.
Well, no, I knew it was the warm up because we just started the class. It was like 3 minutes in, but I was like, why does he have to do all the hard stuff first? Can we just ease into this? But anyways, I noticed every time the instructor, because he would walk around. Now, this is an outdoors class. We're all 6 feet apart. Mm-hmm. He would walk around to make sure we're doing the work. And every time he walked past me, I would slack off. Every single time. I'm like, Like, we had to do jumping jacks. So as soon as he passed me, I like just kind of jogged in place lightly. And then when he turned around, oh, back to jumping jacks.
Okay.
Got to start caring again.
So you're sandbagging until he turns his back. And then you're like...
Yeah. I just, it was just too much. And then I was like, maybe if I just show that I'm moving, that'll be enough. Because half the things I just couldn't even do. Not to the speed he wanted us to do.
I'm always the guy that sits in the back of the class. And I always feel the need to almost announce, hey... I'll be doing this at my own pace. Mm. Please, everyone, you keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to do me. That's me taking a class. Does that make sense?
Person, yes, 100%. You just know that you're not there to show off. You're just happy you showed up. If I ever watch a workout video, thank God they always have a modified position. I'm always the girl following the modified. If it's too hard, look at Kelsey here. She's going to be doing just blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, she's my girl. What can I do? Because I just never seem to keep up.
Yeah, same. And at some point, you get to the point where you're like, all right, this is easy. I'm in a groove now. But those first few sessions, like I took a CrossFit class. And I was like, yeah, to your point, like what is the default position if I just am exhausted? Can I just lay here on my stomach? Is that okay or is that weird? Okay,
yeah. Or
you know what I mean? And I'm always the guy that has an issue. You know, to your point, the instructor's walking the floor. They're completely ripped, so you're already emasculated. And he's wearing his headset, and he comes to you, and he goes, ooh, Marcus. And they're so good at it, too. You're almost there. Let's try this. And in his head, he's thinking, God, is this guy ever going to get anything right?
Yeah, you know, it's like I appreciate when they help you, but right. I also am like, you know what? I'm barely making it. Can you just leave me alone? Sometimes when you know, remember yoga classes and like being in person with people? I miss that. Sometimes in yoga, the teacher will say, hey, do you want me to not modify you? Do you want me to just not touch you at all? That's an option too, which I always thought was kind of respectful, but I just don't want to be touched because I don't want to be called out for how bad I'm doing.
My default position in yoga, if I start wheezing, it's child pose immediately. Mm. I'll be back. I'll be back strong.
I'll be back. Yeah. Everything's a Shavasana when you need it
exactly.
to be.
Exactly. Please, can we Shavasana yet? Come on.
Right.
6:40. We'll check what's trending in a bit. And let's see. Cash coming at 7:25. That's all on the way. Here's the latest from Justin Bieber. This is called Holy on Star 101.3.
Now, it's What's Trending with Marcus and Sandy.
Entertainment news, local and national headlines, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
So I guess Tom Cruise bought some robots to make sure people are following COVID protocols on set. If you forgot, was it 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, he blew up at his cast members and the production crew of Mission Impossible because I don't know what they were doing on the set, but... they weren't following protocols, and he was livid.
I guess a bunch of them were having a meeting, no masks, no social distancing.
Oh, he lost his mind. Okay. Yeah, and he just lost it. So now he's purchased two state-of-the-art robots that are going to be patrolling the set of Mission Impossible 7 in the UK when it starts filming. I don't know what they're doing. I guess it's, you know, cameras making sure people are distant with their masks.
I hope they're not armed. Otherwise, this is going to be RoboCop 3.
Could be. You never know.
Wear your mask. You have 5 seconds to comply.
Anyway. Oh my God. If I got yelled at by a robot at this point, I would lose my mind. Disneyland is ending their annual pass program. They, of course, have been closed over a year. And yesterday they mentioned that they wanted to thank their annual pass holders. They will be giving refunds, but because everything's so uncertain right now, they just wanted to stop that. It makes me sad. I know people who have an annual pass. That's like a pass to happiness.
It's what they do. Do you have that friend that goes to Disneyland like once a month or used to anyway?
Yeah.
Because I do. I don't really get it, but I understand. If that's your happy place and it's a lovely place, but that's got to be sad.
Yeah. I know. Let's see. Yesterday we mentioned Dustin Diamond, who played Screech on Saved by the Bell. He went to the hospital over the weekend because he was in lots of pain. It turns out he has stage 4 cancer. He is currently getting chemo. We don't know what kind of cancer he has yet. His management said they're still trying to understand what's going on, and he's going to be in the hospital for at least another week. If you go on his Facebook page, it's just Dustin Diamond. There's an address where you can send actual mail, or you can email him as well if you want him to have your good thoughts.
All right.
Also, I'm reading about Kit Kat Thins. Kit Kats are making You know how they have like Oreo cookie thins? Now they're making Kit Kat thins. And I guess those are going to be available later on next month. I will take the full-size Kit Kat. I will... No, I'll go farther than that. I would like a jumbo Kit Kat.
The king that's size?
My, yeah.
The one that says three servings?
Kit Kat. No, I want like, I literally love Kit Kats. It's my
favorite. We're going to go, let's go.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love the companies. They're probably marketing it as half the calories. And you're like, yeah, it's half the size too. Like makes total
yeah,
sense.
No, that's called an appetizer. I want the whole meal.
Exactly. All right. So President-elect Biden has rolled out his coronavirus plan. It's about $400 billion fighting the public health crisis, including a national vaccination program. They're going to ramp that up. More contact tracing, paid sick leave to contain the virus spread. I knew I'd have your attention when I said paid sick leave, Sandy. Also, they're going to roll out about $1 trillion just to help people directly. Stimulus checks will get increased to $2,000, extended unemployment insurance, rental protections, nutrition assistance. Again, this is a plan that needs to get voted on, obviously, but this is what President-elect Biden has in mind to fight the crisis. It's National Hat Day, National Strawberry Ice Cream Day, National Bagel Day. Basically, just go eat. Let's just do that. And then I'm reading about something cool that Post Malone is doing. He's gifting 10,000 pair of his sold-out Crocs to frontline workers. Now, say what you will about Crocs from a fashion perspective. If you work in the food industry or the healthcare industry, they're a godsend, are they not?
Yeah, they're. I would never wear them, but people, they are a godsend. And Post Malone is money, dude. When he released those a couple months ago, they sold out immediately.
This is the Duet Max Clog 2, and he's going to be passing them out to 70 hospitals across the U.S., and I just thought that was really cool. Up on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram, if you missed it yesterday, our Throwback Thursday fire, my senior photo, my least favorite one, but my mother loved it. Everything is wrong with this picture. It's just, and I'm the hard part is the picture's so wrong, but in my mind, it's so right. The look on my face says I'm owning this pic right now. No?
It says, sup, ladies.
Sup, ladies. If you want to see it, follow Marcus and Sandy on Instagram right now.
That's what's trending today in the Bay.
Now you know what to talk about with your friends, even if it's over Zoom.
Get caught up every morning at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 a.m.
And connect anytime with the Marcus and Sandy blog at 101.3.com.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. We're doing second date update. It's time.
All right, so if you're out in the dating world and then you maybe go on a virtual date or in person if you're crazy rebellious and maybe you don't hear back from that person, we will try to call them to figure out what happened.
There's nothing more disheartening than having some witty repartee with somebody going on a date and then the brakes get pumped.
Yeah.
And you have no answers.
Close.
Yeah. Kayla is on the phone. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey there. So we got your email about Jerry. So tell us a little bit about your date and what happened.
Okay, so last week, Jerry and I had a date over Zoom, and I mean, I could have sworn we hit it off. Like, we were having so much fun together. Like, even at the end, he was like, this was so much fun. I'd love to talk to you again next week. But, like, you know, like we even introduced our dogs on camera. We talked for over an hour. You know, we both love to ride our bikes and, you know, talking about, like, hopefully getting vaccinated and traveling this year. And, you know, I haven't heard from him since. And I don't know what's up. I thought things went really well.
Sucks when you start getting in your head, you know?
Yeah, I live there. It's exhausting. it's hard. So where did it end? Did you try to call him at all? Or did you just kind of wait for him?
No, I was waiting for him to reach out to me. I didn't want to come off as like needy.
Sure.
So, you know, yeah. I've just been kind of waiting for him to reach out and I just haven't heard from him. So starting to get concerned.
Okay. I know. Okay.
Well, we're going to try to bring you guys together on the phone here. We're going to have you on the line. We will call him and see if he can get some answers. He will be able to hear you. So I always suggest that you mute out your phone. Okay. And we'll see if we can figure it out. All right. We're going to play a song and then we'll call Jerry. It's a second date update on Star 101.3. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. We are doing second date update.
We've been talking to Kayla. So Kayla is looking for Jerry. You guys had a nice, looks like a Zoom date, and you said you had a lot in common and it was fun. And then at the end of the date, he's like, I really want to talk to you again. And then you haven't heard from him. How frustrating is that? So Kayla, we're going to call him right now. Try to stay quiet and we'll see if he picks up the phone.
Okay.
Mute your phone out. Here we go.
Hello.
Good morning, Jerry.
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Jerry. This is actually Marcus and Sandy. We do a morning radio show on Star 101.3. Have you
heard
Jerry.
Of Hey, guys.
Hi.
So, I don't know if you know our show, maybe. Have you heard of Second Date Update?
I'm not familiar with that. I do listen every once in a while when I'm heading into work, but that's about it.
Okay. So we try to talk to people out in the dating world and, you know, bring people together, and if a lot of miscommunication in dating. So we actually got an email from somebody named Kayla, who apparently met you on Zoom and had a great time talking and hasn't heard from you and just doesn't know what's going on. And
she's feeling ghosted.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out if something happened and want to get your thoughts.
No. It's been a kind of a crazy last few days.
Are you okay?
We did go out on a Zoom date. She's very sweet. She has a very, very cute husky named Jack.
Sure.
I love dogs. So, but I have a family member, an uncle, who's kind of been having some health problems the last few days. Thankfully, not COVID-related, but it's just we kind of were going up there, and we thought we might lose him. It does look like he's going to pull through, though, which is great.
That's good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my head's just sort of been there the last few days.
So is now a weird time to tell you that Kayla's also on the phone with us?
Oh, hey.
Kayla.
Are you still there?
Hi. Yeah, hi. Oh, my God. I feel so bad. I did not mean to call a radio station over something so serious as a sick family member. I am so sorry.
No. I apologize for not getting back. Like I said, my head's just been kind of all over the place. But I should have at least shot you a text or something. I am sorry about that.
No, it's totally fine. I absolutely understand. I am mortified right now. I'm so sorry.
Is there a second date happening? You guys.
Most memorable reminder I've ever had.
Aww.
This feels pretty good.
Is there a chance you guys maybe can try this again? I know, you know, it's been some serious time. So, Jerry, any chance?
Yeah. Like I said, if that'd be okay, I'd love to.
Hey, you guys.
Kayla?
Kayla, are you still down? I'm assuming so.
Yeah, no. Oh, absolutely. Of course. Yes.
She started daydreaming. I could hear it. Hey.
All right, you guys. Well, I'm glad we could clear some things up. We're going to put you on hold, and then you guys just figure out what the next step is.
Let's do it.
Thank you. Yeah, sounds great.
Oh, my God, it worked.
That just melted my heart. That is what we needed at the end of the week.
Our mission in life. Anyway, second date update. It's at 7:05 and 9:05 weekday mornings. They don't always work out. Is it fair to say they don't hardly work out?
Well, can we focus on the positive for once?
I was saying, sorry.
You're such a Debbie Downer, man.
I don't want to crap on the wind. That was amazing. Anyway, check out the podcast if you haven't already. Marcus and Sandy's Second Date Update on the free iHeartRadio app. You can binge listen. Coming up next, cash.
Yep, $1,000. It's called Easy Money. We do this all day long. All you need is that keyword to text, and it does change all the time. So listen for your next keyword coming up in less than 10 minutes.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 7:21 Friday morning, and you know it's going to be a good weekend. So I'm broadcasting from the house, obviously, in Half Moon Bay. I went upstairs to make a cup of coffee. The sun's starting to come up, and it's beautiful, Sandy. If you need some inspiration, look out your window.
Beautiful
nice.
Day.
Gosh.
And $1,000 easy money in just a few minutes. We're going to give you a keyword to text, so be listening out for that. Most kids here in the Bay doing virtual learning. I always wonder what it's like for teachers. I'm just reading about things your kid's teacher wants you to stop doing while they're in virtual school. And I cannot believe that on the list, they actually have, please stop not wearing clothes. So apparently there are parents who are just showing up without t-shirts, maybe pants.
I think it's more, who knows, but one of the examples given was like one partner is helping the kid with distance learning. The other partner forgets that there's a camera open and just walks by in a tank top or walks by shirtless.
Right.
And they do suggest that you not call attention to it. But how do you not call attention to it? My daughter's in first grade. Those kids would lose their minds.
Oh, totally. Everybody, and listen, we're trying to pay attention. This is kids and adults are the same. We're trying to pay attention, but we're very easily distracted. And we want to see what's going on in the background.
I can already hear it. It would happen to me because I'm the man child in the house. I'd walk by and somebody would yell out, "I can see your daddy's boobies." Like that would happen. That's exactly how it would go down.
Your moobs.
I can see your moobs.
We're talking about things that your kid's teacher wants you to stop doing while they're in virtual school. Stop giving them the answers. Apparently, my parents yelling out the answers.
This is why I can't be the one distance learning my daughter. Even if I didn't have this job every morning, I don't think my wife would give me the option because I'm incapable of not answering questions. It doesn't matter if it's a little kid trying to learn or if it's one of you guys. If somebody asks a question, I was always that kid in school. Hand up, front row. Are you shocked?
Oh my God, no. You're the annoying one.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody's got a question, I got an answer.
Oh, so, Lord, no wonder you're in radio. He just
it would literally, it would be like, okay, class, what's 4 plus 4? I got it. Marcus, buzzing in with my name. Marcus, that's 8. Thank you.
You know,
you,
the
next.
Teacher just stopped going to you because she was like, oh, God, he's going to do it again. There, oh, hands up. Anyone else? Anyone else have an answer?
Anyone. Okay.
Stop talking in the background. The teachers are asking parents to stop being so chatty, stop making noise in the background, and stop asking questions.
So one of the things that I can't believe people do this, but I guess, like, you know, your child is doing their virtual learning. There's 20 other kids on there. The screen looks like the opening credits to the Muppet Show. And you want to ask a question about what was discussed in the last parent-teacher conference for your kid?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, hang on. I have a question. Are you kidding me right now?
I know you're just trying to do your work and there's like 30 kids here, but I have a question. Like, how would know? I would be so irritated. I can't, you know, it's got to be so weird for teachers because now they're getting to see home life and everyone's home and how they operate in their home. And you probably learn a lot about students and their families and why they are the way they are just by watching them on Zoom.
Yeah. And look, we're joking about it. I do realize there are a lot of people out there that are trying to share space, you know? Maybe you're even trying to share machines. I don't know, but I'm lucky enough to where, like, I'm downstairs with my dad and we're basically two guys kept in the basement. My wife, if school's going on, I do not go upstairs. In fact, just the other day she texted me. She's like, "Hey, we're going to be on a lunch Zoom. Do not come upstairs until I tell you it's okay."
From the Zoom meeting.
Yeah. Cause I'm guaranteed to do something dumb. Guaranteed. Like, even if I'm trying not to be dumb, I'm still dumb. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, it's let's just say you're distracting. You're distracting.
I'm a distracting fella.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, so there you go. There's some tips from teachers if you have a kid in virtual school, things not to do. All right, we're going to talk about what's trending in just a little bit. Tom Cruise bought some robots to make sure people are following COVID protocols on set. That's coming up at 7:50. But right now, that keyword to text for $1,000, easy money.
You know, the news can be depressing.
I can't.
It's time for some good news with Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
Good news is twice a morning. It's 7:40 and 8:40 weekdays. And if you've had a rough week, this is going to put a smile on your face. That's all we're doing right now. Sandy, tell me some good news.
My good news is coming out of Missouri. There's a woman named Nicole. She works at a furniture store. And she was trying to take part in the Tip a Server Challenge. This is on Venmo, and they're saying the challenge is if you can make enough money, either you have it or you raise the money, $2,021 for the, you know, year 2021. They did this last year for 2020 as well. It started with, I think, Mark Wahlberg started it. Mm-hmm. But anyways, she raised the money on, I think, Facebook, and she promised them that she would take video and all that stuff. So she did raise enough. She went to a random restaurant for a local server in St. Louis. And the server turned her down. It was a woman, what? I think in her 20s. She says, "I'm sorry." She goes, "I appreciate your donation, but it's too much for me. Some places need this way more than us, but I really appreciate your support." So this amazing woman just said, "Nope, don't need it. Don't want it. Somebody else needs this more than me." And she just, now this woman, Nicole, is going to be finding another server. But she did not expect to get turned down, which I thought was very, it's rare when that happens.
That's a good human. I mean, straight up. She was thinking of others, and I really like that. That's good news.
I don't think I would have done that. I would have been like, oh my gosh, finally, somebody recognizes it's my time.
so dumb. I don't believe you. I don't believe you for a second. You're too good of a person.
Of course I would have taken that cash.
Okay. You say that now.
Would you not have taken that cash?
Oh, tough to say.
I would have paid it forward with some of that money, of course.
Okay.
But
all right. That's the Sandy I know.
Yes. I'm not just going to take it and go to the casino with
it. It literally sounded like you were just going to go to the casino and bet it all on black just now.
No. I would put it in my favorite slot, though.
Okay.
Anyways.
We're doing good news right now. My good news is about a bunch of people in Santa Cruz that just made national news for really saving lives. So, I don't know if you know this. We've been talking about it. The king tides that have been cruising around all this week. Okay, last Sunday, there was a yachting class off the coast of Santa Cruz, and three of the boats capsized. And they've got adults on them, they've got kids on them, the ocean is angry, and according to the fire department, a bunch of people just jumped in the water to save them. We're talking surfers, people on personal watercrafts, and they were able to pull everybody to safety.
Oh, thank God.
Because I hear so many stories, especially when the king tides are going on. You know, we live here in Half Moon Bay, of people getting pulled into the water and then you don't see them again. So this was great. And, you know, the community in Santa Cruz there is also very great. So shout out to all those surfers and everybody that helped out and saved these lives. Super, super scary moment right there. Just be careful. Don't ever turn your back on the ocean. And right now, especially today, those high surf advisories still going on. So be mindful if you are going to come to the beach this weekend. 7:43, that's our good news. If you've ever got any to share, you know what to do. Just hit me up on the Marcus and Sandy Facebook page. Like the page and drop us a note. Let us know what's going on. We're going to be playing songs like this all weekend. This is a reminder, taking it back to the 90s. Make sure you tuned in to Star 101.3.
Now, it's What's Trending with Marcus and Sandy.
Entertainment news, local and national headlines, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
Can we pull back the curtain on the fact that I just got yelled at for being an idiot? So here's what happened. Jason's trying to run the station in the studio, and I forget, and I'm also logged in remotely. If you have this happen, you have an IT person at your work. We're both trying to hit the button at the same time.
Have you ever, and this is like really a long, hard call, but you ever worked like behind the scenes at a stage production, and they have like a call and response system where you go like, 5 minutes to curtain, 5 minutes, thank you, like that. Like that's what I'm trying to establish here with us.
Right.
So I go, 20 seconds, I'll hit the intro cold, and then Marcus
and
says,
then I
thank
say
you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I say okay, and then I forget 2 seconds later, and because I'm on autopilot, I go, oh, I need to move that. And Jason's trying to work his mouse while I'm trying to work my mouse, and it's just a disaster. Anyways,
back
to you, Sandy. Sorry.
All right, let's just go back to the air, okay? Tom Cruise has bought some robots to make sure people are following COVID protocols on set. If you've forgotten, he had that blowout like 3 or 4 weeks ago because people were not wearing masks and they were standing too close together, and he went crazy on them. A few people quit after that, but now he has bought 2 state-of-the-art robots to patrol the set. And I don't know if they're just cameras that will alert him if anyone's done something bad, but he is not messing around anymore.
All I'm thinking about is RoboCop. Because when you say robots, I'm thinking of like an R2 unit or the beginning of the movie where they're like,
you have 5 seconds to comply.
And then the robot goes crazy. Is he going to come at me with a swab or a temperature gun or what? Like, it's,
you know,
that's
what it makes
weird
me think
to me.
Of, there's a thing in San Francisco. We're working from home, but usually if we're in the city, there's like a R2-D2 looking like machine that rolls around.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it's actually doing, but it's always by our work and it creeps me out.
So what? That's a security robot. And it's patrolling the grounds of one of the high rises that nobody can afford to live in.
That's
what it's doing. And then if you try to mess with it, there's a
Why is it always in front of Safeway?
Because that's where the apartment building is. But if you try to mess with it, it says, hey, you're on camera. Don't do anything dumb. And people need that kind of reminder.
Yeah, I would want to flip it off. I don't like it. Sad news yesterday. Siegfried from Siegfried and Roy passed away. If you are not familiar, if you're a younger listener, you might not know them. But they were the dynamic duo in Vegas. They're from Germany. They love tigers and big cats and exotic animals. And they had shows forever. Roy passed away a few months ago, and now Siegfried has passed away as well from cancer, like I mentioned. Also, Dustin Diamond, Screech from Saved by the Bell, has cancer.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. God, it's just so sad. So if you want to reach out, you can write to him on his Facebook page. There is an actual physical address you can send a mail. I wanted to mention that because, it's very isolating, one, when you are sick, but it does lift you up when you get any kind of note or care package from people.
Sure.
So if you want to send them a note, you can. Disneyland ending their annual pass program. They said basically, you know, it's everything's so uncertain. They've still been closed for over a year. They're going to issue refunds for people who have annual passports, but right now they are choosing to not move on with their annual passes. And I don't have a pass. I'm not like super into it, but God, the people that are, this must be heartbreaking.
I have a lot of friends who, you know, they live in Southern California, or we have one mutual friend who would make a trip once a month. She's literally dying inside right now because she goes to the Magic Kingdom every single month. And there are people like that out there. If that's your spot. You know what, though? On the bright side, I believe Disneyland will be back. I believe they will reinstate this program. And I believe the people that are probably annual pass holders are going to be the first ones to be able to get dibs on new ones. That would be my guess.
I hope so. You know what I mean?
All right. Let me sprinkle in some more good news. Post Malone has teamed up with Crocs with an organization also called Musicians on Call, and he's going to be donating 10,000 pairs of his sold out Crocs, the Duet Max Clog 2, to frontline workers. This is going to go to 10,000 frontline workers in 70 U.S. hospitals. Say what you want about Crocs from a fashion perspective. If you work in a kitchen, or if you work in a hospital, or if you're a frontline worker, they're super comfortable. They have a lot of traction, and they're necessary, and they're needed. And I just think that's neat. He's just a neat guy.
Plus, Post Malone, man, he is money. Like, that guy could release anything, and it would sell out.
Yeah. He looks like he's barely showing up, and he's so talented. I just want a little piece of his talent. God. What else? Oh, President-elect Biden has rolled out his coronavirus plan. It's a $1.9 trillion plan. A lot of the money going to be going to stepping up and accelerating the national vaccination program, which I think is great. Scaling up testing, contact tracing, everything to try to contain the virus spread. He's talking about paid sick leave, Sandy, your three favorite words back to back to back. And then also like $1 trillion to help people that are struggling right now. The stimulus checks, he wants to amp them up to $2,000, extend unemployment insurance, rental protections, nutrition assistance. So hopefully, if we can get it together, some more help is on the way in a big way. It's National Hat Day, National Strawberry Ice Cream Day, my favorite flavor, and National Bagel Day. I want to get a shout out to everybody who is doing quarantine baking and learning to make bagels, including my neighbor Stephanie, who just dropped off some sesame bagels, and she's a queen. Thank you for that. Are we good on the food podcast, Jason?
Yeah, it's live.
Okay, so we just dropped a new episode of my cooking podcast. If you're doing a lot of cooking at home and you want to elevate your game to as close to restaurant status as possible, I've got my own chefs coming in giving us secrets. We've done episodes on scallops, an episode on chicken wings, and this week, this guy is a cult hero. Go to foodwishes.com and meet Chef John. He's my guest on this week's podcast. It's called The Grub Up on the iHeartRadio app or Apple Podcasts. And we're learning how to make pan sauces. And pan sauces make your food even that much more delicious. So go find The Grub Up on the iHeartRadio app. Like, download, subscribe. Fresh episode out right now.
And that's what's trending today in the Bay.
Now you know what to talk about with your friends, even if it's over Zoom.
Get caught up every morning at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 a.m.
And connect anytime with the Marcus and Sandy blog at 101.3.com.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy, and it's time to play our brand new game, and I'm juiced. I love this.
The game is called What You Know About That. We pit two people in the Bay Area against each other. This is where you get bragging rights for your city if you win. Mm-hmm. We have five trivia questions. You have 50 seconds to answer them all. Each person is going to be asked separately, and then whoever gets more right wins.
So on the phone, we have Michelle representing Half Moon Bay. Hey, another coastsider. And then from San Francisco, specifically Russian Hill, Esther is on the phone. Esther, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you guys.
All right, ladies. Happy Friday. We're going to start playing.
So Esther goes on hold. Let's start with Michelle.
I am ready.
Okay. If you're going in for the medical procedure rhinoplasty, which body part are you getting work done on?
I think that's your nose.
Which farm animal is sometimes rented for weed control?
Goats.
And Geddes is famous for photographing what?
Oh, can we pass and come back to that?
Yes, absolutely.
What is the name of Gwyneth Paltrow's wellness and lifestyle website?
Oh, God. It's, oh my God. I'm so blind. And I know this. I know this.
That's all right. Let's do one more. In texting lingo, what does OMW stand for?
Oh, my word.
Okay. All right. We are at our 50 seconds, so we've got to move on. We'll be right back.
Here comes Esther. Esther, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
If you're going in for the medical procedure rhinoplasty, what body part is that?
Your nose.
Which farm animal is sometimes rented for weed control?
A goat.
Ann Geddes is famous for photographing what?
Oh my gosh. Scenery. I don't know.
What is the name of Gwyneth Paltrow's wellness and lifestyle website?
Goop.
In texting lingo, what does OMW stand for?
OMW? Oh, my what? I don't know.
All right, let's bring everybody back on the line. Michelle, are you there? Michelle from Half Moon Bay, Esther from San Francisco.
Yes, I'm here.
Let's see how we did. If you're going in for the medical procedure rhinoplasty, what body part are you getting work done on?
Michelle guessed nose. Esther guessed nose, and nose is the right answer. Point
nice.
For both ladies.
Which farm animal is sometimes rented for weed control?
Michelle guessed goat, and Esther also guessed goat, and you are both right. Another point for the ladies.
We have a tie. Sick. Hang on. Ann Geddes, famous for photographing what?
All right. Michelle passed, and Esther guessed scenery. The right answer was babies.
No points. No point. We still have a tie. What is the name of Gwyneth Paltrow's wellness and lifestyle website?
Michelle passed. Esther said goop, and it is goop.
Point San Francisco. And finally, in texting lingo, what does OMW stand for?
Michelle guessed, oh my word. Esther guessed, oh my what. You both didn't know it. It's on my way. So no point on that one.
So 3-2, Esther in San Francisco takes the win. Nice work.
Woo-hoo, I won.
It's a close one, though.
Congratulations. You guys, thank you for playing. We're just trying
good
to have
job,
fun.
Good job, Esther.
Thank you. Happy Friday, everybody.
Oh,
good sportsmanship
Friday.
On the show.
All right, that is What You Know About That. We play it weekday mornings at 8:05. If you want to play with us, 800-800-1013.
More music, more variety, Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's Friday. We're going to make it an amazing Friday because we're about 15 minutes away from you winning $1,000. There, I put it in the universe. It's called Easy Money. And if you can text, you can win. It's super simple. Your keyword's at 7:25. Holler.
8:25.
Oh, sorry. What time is it? Oh, my God. It's my Friday vibes going. 8:25. Yeah. Be listening.
Yeah. Let's see. So we were talking earlier about video pet peeves. Like if you're doing a Zoom or a Microsoft Teams meeting with someone, like what annoys you that you see on camera? For me, it's when people are moving around. And we do have this conversation up on the Marcus and Sandy Facebook page. I want to shout out Kathy. Kathy wrote, when the camera is too low and you get their double chin, their nostril or forehead.
You got to call them out.
That? You can't call them out. That's awkward.
Why not?
Because some people you don't even know. Like when we have our meeting with our coworkers, there's like 70 people on these calls. I don't know half of these people. I'm not going to be like, oh, hey, I know I never see you and you probably don't even know what station I work on, but your double chin is really prominent. Like, why would you say that to someone?
I guess I'm just a little bit too comfortable with being a little bit too honest with everybody on this call right now. Me and you and Jason call each other out like
absolute
animals.
But we know each other.
No, you're right. You're right.
You know, most of these other calls are with actual professionals.
Oh my God, actual business people with actual jobs that do actual things besides talk crap and play music. Class and tact? Hold on, I got to go look those up. We're talking about pet peeves on a video call. My number one is when somebody, this is going to sound crappy, but this is my inside voice coming out. When somebody has a tech issue when they really shouldn't, mm-hmm. I'm completely fine if like, you know, you're just out of devices and you can't afford to buy a new computer or update your laptop or update your iPad. But somebody like producer Jason or some of the ballers that work in our building who can absolutely go get a new machine and they're cutting out or Jason keeps dropping. He drops every single morning. Can you react?
News
me,
to me
please?
That I'm a baller. Thanks, though.
Well, I'm sorry. Man. Let me rephrase. Jason's wife's a baller. Jason, Jason just does what he's told. Uh-huh. But it makes me crazy because we work we work for a broadcast company. None of us should be having tech issues, and I
you know
I realize
though? I think I beg to differ only because this year and last year, especially, everybody is online now, like way more than we're doing our whole broadcast from our house now. TV right. stations are working at home. Don't you think the bandwidth is being challenged?
You know, fair point. I realize I sound like kind of a jerk right now.
I've seen lot people on live TV cut out. And then the host has to be like, all right, well, we'll get him back later.
Yeah, perhaps. It happens all the time. It sucks, though. It's awkward.
You know what? Maybe I need to call myself out and practice a little. What's that word you use? Empathy.
That ship sailed a long time ago. We're talking about things on video calls that annoy you. Juliet said smoking on camera. It's so disrespectful. I haven't seen that ever.
What?
I had so much trouble the first time I tried to eat on camera because a couple of our big baller iHeart Media San Francisco, you know, all hands in calls have been at lunchtime. Mm-hmm. Like they're at noon or 11:30. So I literally will duck down so nobody can see me going face down in a pastrami sandwich. Does anybody else do this?
Just turn the camera off. They don't need to know.
I know. And the most disgusting thing you can do is eat into a microphone or eat into a call.
Totally.
Jason does it every morning.
Nobody wants to hear that. It's gross.
Vegan oatmeal, whatever the heck you're doing over there. Your tofurkey.
Andrea said
slammer.
On our Facebook page, eating, walking around, and exercise. I guess she leads some WW meetings online, which are usually like a half an hour. And she said people are exercising on the meetings, which makes it hard to, like, you know, concentrate.
Who exercises? I guess you do what you got to do. It's like prison. You know, we're in this little room and you just got to keep moving.
I mean, I guess we all have a schedule. You got to get stuff done. But if people can see you exercising, that is so distracting. And you could not let them know any more obviously that you don't care what they're talking about.
Can you imagine? Sandy, we're ready for your PowerPoint. Can you wrap up your burpees, please?
Right.
Now, these are phrases I will never say. I get it. But Jason, what about you? You haven't shared your tech pet peeve, your Zoom call pet peeve.
I'm surprisingly zen on video calls, you guys. Honestly. Yeah. It's like
You're not zen. You're busy, and you're busy looking at everybody's
house.
Well,
it's like if I think about our all staff meetings, I'm barely half paying attention anyway. So it's like, what do I care? You know what I mean?
Gosh, I hope somebody in charge is listening right now. I really do. No, I'll tell you what Jason's pet peeve is. Jason's pet peeve is when you sign on to Zoom and you're sitting against a blank white wall.
Oh, we talked about that yesterday. Yeah. I want to size up your house. I want to see your furniture.
He's trying to evaluate your net worth. He wants to see your couch. He wants to see the coffee table. He wants to see the books on the coffee table that nobody reads.
Yeah, give us something interesting to look at. Don't sit in front of a white wall. That's very disrespectful.
Give me a little tour of your house. Swing it around the room. Let me take a look at what you're working with on the mantle there. That's Jason.
Yeah, very, very nosy, shall we say.
Absolutely. All right. Video pet peeves. If you've got one, hit up the Marcus and Sandy Facebook page. Coming up, easy money, $1,000 cash. That's on the way for you to win via text. *1013.
You know, the news can be depressing.
I can't.
It's time for some good news with Marcus and Sandy on *1013.
Putting you in a good mood rolling into the weekend. Maybe you've had a rough one. Maybe you need to have your faith in humanity restored. That's why we're here. This hour, good news brought to you by Shreve & Company, luxury timepieces, fine designers, and flawless diamonds. Sandy, tell me some good news.
My good news is coming out of Missouri. There's a woman who, her name is Nicole, and she was trying to follow the Venmo Tip a Server Challenge. And for this year, since it's 2021, the tip would have been $2,021.
Right.
Now, of course, that's a lot of money, but a lot of people are doing crowdfunding, trying to raise money on Facebook, TikTok, whatever. And it's actually working. So she told her followers, I'm going to do this in a restaurant somewhere in St. Louis, and I will film the whole thing. So she goes to this restaurant. It was an Indian restaurant, and the waitress refused the money. She said, look, it's too much for me. Some places need this money more than us, but I really appreciate your support. I don't think
God,
I've ever...
that's a good person.
Yeah, heard of a person just turning it down. Most people cry, like I would cry, and then it'll be like, well, what can I do with this? And who can I also help? That's in there too, don't worry. But she turned it down. So now this woman... her name is Nicole. She works for a furniture store. She's going to try to find another server to surprise. And I just thought that was a cool moment.
That's really cool. The only time it goes sideways is if she's, you know, videoing for social media. And then in the moment where this is supposed to be like the money shot, the server goes, no, thanks. And then you're like, oh, Right. But you know what? At the end of the day, that's a really good person. So let's just leave it right there. We're doing good news right now. My good news is a personal win. I was just telling these guys off the air that, and this is going to sound really dumb if you're super handy, but I was able to mount my own TV on my own wall. And yes, I do a lot of things around the house, but 9 times out of 10, I will call somebody or hire somebody because I'm scared. I don't want to deal with it. And I would just encourage anybody, if you, especially here during COVID, if you're trying to do something or accomplish something brand new, the feeling of accomplishment that I got when I mounted this TV, and then you're like, oh my God, it's not that hard, and I just saved myself about $100.
Is that what you're really happy about?
You know me. You know how cheap I am. So it really revolves around how much money can I save. I'm so cheap that my wife sometimes will call me the... let me call my cousin guy, because I'm Mexican. I got a cousin that can do anything. Oh, you need desserts? Let me call my cousin. When we put the TV into the front room, let me call my cousin. I'm that guy. But you know what? I did it for myself yesterday, and it felt right. I know Jason's tired of hearing about it. Thank you for saying that, Sandy. I know you don't mean it, but it's cool. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I mean, not really, but I'm happy that you're happy.
YouTube, man. It's the most beautiful thing on earth. It'll help you do anything. So do something that you're scared of today. I guess that's my point. That's good news. 7:40 and 8:40 weekday mornings. We're going to take a check of what's trending next on Star 101.3.
Now it's What's Trending with Marcus and Sandy.
Entertainment news, local and national headlines, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
All right, so Disneyland, is ending their annual pass program. So after a year of remaining closed, they said right now it's just the uncertainty of everything and limitations with reopening their parks. They want to refund anyone who does have a season pass, and we'll just see. Hopefully in the future it'll come back. I can't wait till the day. You know, I barely even go to Disneyland, but thinking about Disneyland opening their doors, doesn't it just feel like the world is back to normal?
Yeah, it'll happen too. Like, we're going to get through this. The vaccines are rolling out. It's happening. This will happen. This is our year. I'm telling you. They'll be back.
This is our year. That's what I said last year, too. We'll see.
Jinx me.
I'm not. I just knocked on wood. Tom Cruise has bought robots to make sure that people on the set of Mission Impossible 7 are following COVID protocols. If you don't remember, he yelled at a lot of the production staff and his co-hosts and co-stars because they were not wearing masks. They were getting too close, and he had a blow up. Some people quit the movie. They didn't want to be around that, but now he has bought these two state-of-the-art robots that are going to be patrolling the set.
Because he can, because he's Tom Cruise. Can you imagine working on that set and a robot just rolls over?
I would be so uncomfortable. I'd be like, is this wrong? Am I doing this wrong? Is this...
A couple of places in the city where we've seen this. Over by the Safeway, down by the office, across from Caltrain, there are two robots that patrol an area outside of a high-end apartment building. And then I've also seen them at UCSF Children's Hospital going down the hallway. And you're like, hey, what's up?
It's, you know, so weird. I'm not ready for a robot-led world. I'm just not. Sad news, Siegfried from Siegfried and Roy passed away this week. He had, I think, pancreatic cancer. If you didn't know them as a duo, Roy passed away a few months ago, but they were just an amazing duo in Vegas from Germany. They love tigers, big cats, and they were just total, you know, performers. So just some sad news. Also, Dustin Diamond, Screech, Saved by the Bell. We just learned that he also has cancer, stage 4 cancer. So he's getting chemo right now. But if you go to his Facebook page, Dustin Diamond, there's, I guess, an email and an actual address if you want to send any kind of encouraging notes. Which is, you know, if I feel bad because people are so isolated right now anyways. Sure. So any kind of form of happiness or encouragement goes a long way.
All right. I got some good news for you. Post Malone is putting his money where his mouth is. He's gifting 10,000 pair of his sold out Crocs to frontline workers. So he's partnering with an organization called Musicians on Call and also Crocs. And it's his sold out Duet Max Clog 2. And it's going to be 10,000 workers in 70 U.S. hospitals. We clown Crocs, you know, from a fashion standpoint, but dude, they're super comfy. I said it before. You work in the food industry, you work in a hospital, you work on the front line. There's nothing better for your feet. Am I right?
Have you ever worn a Croc?
Yes. Yes, I have.
You have?
I'll say it out loud. I'll say it again.
I'm sure it's really comfortable.
What else do I have for you? Oh, President-elect Biden has now rolled out his coronavirus plan. It's a $1.9 trillion plan. Roughly half a billion will go to a national vaccination program, scaling up testing, contact tracing, hoping to contain the virus, and then $1 trillion directly to families, which I think is great. He wants to up stimulus checks to $2,000, extend unemployment insurance, rental protections, nutrition assistance. So hopefully help is on the way. We will see what happens. We will keep you posted. I'm sorry to all the Sharks fans out there for not covering this earlier, but hockey is back, y'all. Your San Jose Sharks beat the Arizona Coyotes 4-3 last night. They'll be back on the ice again tomorrow. Game time on the West Coast is 1:00. I don't know how y'all feel about hockey, but I know that when the Niners were playing, it gave me a little bit of joy, a little bit of normalcy. So go Sharks, and I'm excited that that's back. It's National Hat Day, National Strawberry Ice Cream Day, National Bagel Day. Suddenly I'm hungry. And speaking of food, on the iHeartRadio app, we just dropped a fresh episode of my cooking podcast. If you want to check out the Grub Up, I want to help you elevate your cooking. I know that a lot of people trying new stuff at home. I'm here to help. I've got some chefs giving you some tips. This week, we're talking pan sauces with Chef John from foodwishes.com. He's one of my heroes. So this dude really knows what he's doing. You want to elevate your cooking game, go download, subscribe, and share the Grub Up on the iHeartRadio app.
That's what's trending today in the Bay.
Now you know what to talk about with your friends, even if it's over Zoom.
Get caught up every morning at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 a.m.
And connect anytime with the Marcus and Sandy blog at 101.3.com.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's time for at least my favorite segment, Free Fridays, because I get to stare at pictures of puppies, and I love it.
Friday we do this at 9:25. We talk to local shelters who have sweet little fur babies that need a forever home. So if you've been thinking about adopting, if you just, maybe this is your sign. We have Buffy from Peninsula Humane Society and SPCA on the line right now. Good morning, Buffy.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us again.
Yeah, for sure.
You're such an angel. Every time we talk to you, you have a new fur baby that is ready to be adopted. So let's talk about Gorgonzola.
Yes. As we've said, Gorgonzola seems like a strange name for a dog, but there's nothing strange about this one-year-old neutered male shepherd mix. He has oodles and oodles of energy, and he's always smiling. This is a dog that's going to be so happy to see you every single time you walk through that door.
Based on his bio here, he is not a Netflix and chill dog. Like, you better be ready to go. You better be ready to go on walks and walks and walks and maybe runs, and maybe you strap him to your bike and let him pull you. I don't know. I'm like, high stamina is what I'm seeing here.
Yeah,
so
he's a very energetic dog, and because he's young, he's still working on his manner. So one of the conditions of adopting him is that he will have to go through some obedience training classes to make him the best dog that he can be.
Gorgonzola is a one-year-old male shepherd mix, and shepherds are super smart, and he is no exception. So when you finish up your training, he could be the greatest dog ever. Am I right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he loves to do tricks, and he's really, really smart. And like you said, you know, that's typical of the shepherd breeds, and he definitely is very typical of the shepherd mixes. Lots of energy, extremely intelligent, but, you know, we'll need some guidance to help him out a little bit.
I mean, he certainly knows how to smile.
Yeah, he does.
Like I said, he's always smiling. He's a very happy-go-lucky dog, and he's a lot of fun.
If you want adoption information on Gorgonzola, he looks ready to go, man, especially if you want a little fire plug in your life. He's your guy. The info is up, and the picture just screams business in the front, party in the back. Like, he's barely holding it together to take a picture. I love
That's
it.
A very accurate description of him.
I love his vibe. Again, adoption info and cute pic of Gorgonzola, 101.3.com/Furry Fridays. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. We're about to get out of here. Have a great weekend. Sandy, what do you got going on this weekend?
I may do a little bit of road tripping. We'll see. Just local, just to get out of San Mateo in my small little apartment.
Hey, self-care is important. We talk about it all the time. I think I'm going to be barbecuing here in Half Moon Bay. And I wasn't anticipating.
It's very warm.
Yeah, I wasn't anticipating doing that in the middle of January. So much so that my wife has had, please assemble the backyard patio umbrella on the honey-do list forever. And I thought, it's the middle of winter. I can put that off. But now we're about to roll into the nicest weekend of the year, it feels like.
Yeah.
Got to get that done. Anyway, enjoy the weather. If you do come to the coast side, realize that the swells are big, so be careful out there. We look forward to talking to you again on Monday morning. Nina Chantel's on the way next. She's got cash for you. 1025, a keyword to text for easy money. Hang out to win.